I know you live in the ACT, so you might be a bit cushioned from the reality of where people actually make money and make investments off their private capital. But it happens in the real world.
It happens in the real world.
No, I'm saying that when you have a town that's massive government bureaucracy in comparison to people who put their own capital online, put their own capital to employ people and grow jobs and grow the economy, that's a bit distant from the member for Fenner's relationship.
Why do you feel necessary to insult a whole other batch of voters just to make a political point?
But there is a situation where Andrew Lee seems to accept.
Can I just pick you up there?
No, I'm going to keep going. Andrew Lee.
No, you're not going to keep going.
Andrew Lee is making this
point. Wilson, do you want me to turn your microphone
off? Sure, if you want. Andrew Lee is making
this
point.
Tim Wilson, I would like you to address the idea that simply because you're not invested in a business, you can't make a decision about economic policy.
I never said that.
I just made the point that he has a very bad... That's not exactly what I said. Okay.
What I said was that Andrew comes from a town which is mostly government. If you want to pretend that that's not the reality, that's your choice.
No, that's 100%
the
reality.
That's 100% reality. So it's a pretty simple observation. Whereas in communities like in Melbourne, like in Sydney, like in
Brisbane...
I find
it completely bizarre that because you don't run a business, you can't make a judgment about economic
policy. I never said that. I said that Andrew is insulated. Why can't a public servant
make a decision on policy?
They can make a decision on policy, whether it's properly informed. When you've got
All public servants aren't properly informed.
No, I never said that.
You
are massively verballing everything I've said. Andrew Lee lives
when
in a city that you accept.
Things that sound like rubbish, Tim Wilson, I'm going to draw you up.
No, you're happy to draw me up. But what we have here is we have Andrew Lee, who lives in Canberra. We've accepted that it's a government town. He is more than welcome to make decisions about policy. But what I'm saying is I've just got
to remember not to hand my ballot paper in because I work for the ABC, therefore I can't possibly comprehend economic
policy. Raph, this is the most bizarre comment you have made. It is a government town. What I'm saying is people on the ground who invest, who grow jobs, who create opportunity outside of Canberra and other parts of the country have a different perspective. And I can tell you, people turned up in the ballot box.
You didn't say they had a different perspective. You said they couldn't properly make a decision.
No, I didn't say that. I said that there's a different perspective on this. You need to go back and review what I actually said.
Okay.
And what I can tell you is people in the ballot boxes were terrified about a change of government, particularly around Labor's tax agenda and what it meant for the economy and investment. And that's part of the economic picture. Now, we can pretend otherwise, but that's the reality.
Andrew Lee?
Just reluctant as I am to inject facts into this, I would point out that in the ACT, 63.8% of workers are employed in the private sector.
Two-thirds
private sector town. And I suspect my constituents would take a pretty dim view about being dismissed offhand by Tim Wilson.
Well, they haven't been dismissed.
But fundamentally,
offhand,
the reason that Tim's taking swipes at Canberrans is because he is part of a government which has no plan for boosting living standards. Living standards are now growing more slowly under the Liberals than they did under the previous Labor government. We've got interest rates which were at a so-called emergency levels in 2016, yesterday being cut by another 0.25%, with a 0.25% further cut to go. That is an indictment on the way in which the government has managed the economy.